Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am. Well, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I just got up, took a little nap tonight. A little nap indeed, because, hey, this is the beginning of something big, you know. Something big. Well, as you know, of course, next week I won't be on. Well, I won't be on live. I'll be here, but not live. Monday night, of course, is Christmas Eve, I believe. And that night we're off the air live, but we will be plugged in, I believe, in Christmas Day. There'll be programming on the air. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the rest of the week, will be a rebroadcast anyway of this this week here. So that I will not really see you again or hear you or converse with you live until the following week into the new year. It's a time when there's a lot of things going on, you know, within people's lives personally, so that we want to come back, hopefully, reinvigorated in the new year of 2008. And that will be Wednesday of that week. I mean, it's basically the end of the month and the end of the year. So that's what my plans will be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you can spread the word right now. Spread it out, okay? That's a boy, Manny. Attaboy. Okay, so tonight, because of that fact, since we've had so many guests, we will just have an open forum tonight and have give you a chance to discuss with me the things that you would like to discuss, obviously. And I will leave it open. But I, when I come back from the break, I want to discuss, you know, the war for the mind, but particularly the mind of children. And this is a little bit off the hard news of the day and what's going on in the world and all of the commentary that I usually read to you. Nevertheless, I am going to talk to you about this film that's out now, and that, of course, has received critical acclaim in most circles, and it's a children's film, a fantasy film, and it comes to us from the world of Islam. No, I'm afraid not. Actually, I am afraid not. It comes to us from the usual Kenite powers that be, and it's all about instilling a hatred for Christianity. And a hatred for the things that are Christian. And they say it is an atheist's dream, so to speak. But in reality, really, it's an anti-Christian dream designed to counter the success of the Narnia chronicles and films of that sort, C.S. Lewis films and so forth. In any event, I want to get into the Golden Compass just a little bit when I come back, just to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that you might find interesting about the author of the book, Mr. Pullman. And, of course, it's directed by Mr. Chris Weitz, W-E-I-T-Z, from New Line Cinema. It was released by New Line Cinema. And then you'll maybe get a better appreciation for the war that is going on in America particularly, and how it is designed to raise the ante through entertainment for the hearts and souls of our young people, to turn them away from faith in the Father, and particularly in His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's not coming from the Islamic world, I'm afraid. It's not part of the, quote, Islamic fascist, you know, mindset. Quite the contrary. So I think you'll find that interesting. Some fuel and some food for thought as we enter this time of year. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And jump aboard. Our number is 800-313-9443. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 7371.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, good evening, fellow Eloi. Those of you on the line, just bear with me. Stay tuned. We will take your call a little bit later at 1-800-313-9443. First off, I should mention that we know Ron Paul is tentatively scheduled for an appointment with Tim Russert this coming Sunday. Whatever time that's on, it's on whenever, on Sunday, because I'll be honest with you, I never watch it. But I will be watching it this weekend, and it will be one full hour with Ron Paul. So check your local listings to see when it is on in your area. But that's the scheduled guest, finally, for Mr. Russert. He's had, I guess, John McCain, Son of the Devil, Son of Cain, on about 16 or 17 times. He's had Giuliani on, all of the has-beens and all of the flubmeisters. But finally, we have Ron Paul. I believe this is the first, I believe. So we'll see if it comes off, and you can be sure that Tim Russert will go for the jugular. Of course, Ron Paul was on with Glenn Beck this past Monday, I believe. And Beck certainly, from what I understand, he tried to trip Ron Paul on the 9/11 conspiracy theories, not the government's conspiracy theory, but the other, quote, conspiracy theories about the government in Washington, that honest and above board and certainly stellar government that we know as the Bush administration. So anyway, keep your eyes peeled. You see, we're living in a world of deception, as the scriptures have said. The whole world is deceived, and only his enlightened ones, only his little ones, his humble children, can understand what is really behind all of the evil and deception in this world. And his children, against the children of the other fellow, Satan. Well, along comes this film of the book, The Golden, what is it called now, again? I think it's, Yes, The Golden Compass. I'm being facetious here, Manny. Thank you. Yeah, The Golden Compass. Anyway, in an article in this current edition of The New American, they, of course, have a review by Charles Scalinger. All that's golden doesn't glitter. And I've been, of course, surfing the papers and the net and watching the trailers of the movie. But in any event, the film, of course, we're told is about $40 million now. It's been around for a few weeks in the theaters, many cases on two and three screens. Now, what's the point of all of this? Well, the point is, if you want to destroy a people and you want to destroy God's people, you make sure you reach the children. You've got to get into the minds of the children. You've got to entertain them, and while entertaining them and captivating them and getting their attention, you must sow the seeds of deception, propaganda, and most of all, you must go for the jugular. You must get at Christ. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's a similar thing with such classic movies as the film The Wizard of Oz. Now, The Wizard of Oz was a story based on the book, of course, by L. Frank Baum, another Keenite atheist, so-called. Well, of course, the whole purpose of The Wizard of Oz was to show that there is no God, that man is in control, and then if you want to know what's going on, you get a brain and you get a heart and you get all these things, and you yourself can determine the future. You yourself are in control. There's no wizard, quote unquote. There's no God. You see, that's the whole point. Now, with this book by Mr. Pullman from England, of course, Philip Pullman, he's basically trying to attack the scriptures, but he's doing it through entertainment and fantasy. You know, he doesn't come right out in a movie and says, hey, you bunch of suckers out there, don't believe in God, don't believe in the Bible, don't believe in these things, believe in yourself, and believe in witches and wizards and all of these other things. Those are the good things that you must believe in. No, he wouldn't get anywhere, would he? But wrap it all up in a nice, colorful story with colorful characters and, you know, these three-dimensional-looking, cardboard characters that you can now employ on the screen, and make it a fantasy world for children. But all the while, you're sowing the seeds of doubt. You're sowing the seeds of propaganda. Now, in this review, it just so happens that the author says, you know, the Golden Compass is a film that features, you know, some very interesting characters, the imaginary world in Pullman's book. It's a world ruled by the Mysterium, a tyrannical church modeled after institutional Christianity, which compels humanity to worship the authority, a usurping angel who has set himself up as God. Now, as you know, there have been a number of films based on books by people like C.S. Lewis and others. I'm not a big fan of C.S. Lewis and his brand of Christianity, but nonetheless, in his movie, in his book, of course, we have the opposite. Narnia film, for instance, The Chronicles of Narnia. It is interesting because we're told it is Lewis especially who inspires Pullman to most unliterary levels of invective. In an essay in the British newspaper The Guardian, Mr. Pullman denounces Lewis's Narnia series, deriding what he deemed the misogyny, the racism, the sadomasochistic relish for violence that permeates the whole Narnia cycle. The Narnia books teach that death is better than life, boys are better than girls, and so on. Pullman sputtered. Elsewhere, Pullman has criticized Lewis's penchant for preferring innocence over worldliness, childhood over adulthood, the idea of keeping childhood alive forever and ever, and regretting the passage into adulthood, whether it is a gentle, rose-tinged regret or as passionate, full-blooded hatred as it is in Lewis, is simply wrong, quote-unquote. That's Pullman speaking. And also, I hate the Narnia books, he said. I hate them with deep and bitter passion, with their view of childhood as a golden age from which sexuality and adulthood are falling away, unquote. But beyond all these slights, the atheist Pullman's real dispute is not with Lewis's allegedly flawed psychology, but with institutional Christianity and with God himself. So, I would tell people, you want to spend your money wisely this time of year? Kids are out of school, they want to be entertained. Don't take them to see the Golden Compass. Don't take them to see the Golden Compass. Don't finance the hand that is slitting your wallet and slitting your throat. It's the hand of Satan and the hand of the Kenites and his children. Now, it's not coming from Mecca. My friends, it's not coming from Saudi Arabia. It's not coming from the Book of Islam, to put it mildly. We can argue over those points. But it is coming, I believe, from Talmudism. And it is coming from that particular, if you will, group which dominates Hollywood, like the director, Chris Weitz, and New Line Cinema, and those that have taken over Disney, and those that have taken over all of the means of mass communication in America today. It's coming from the same source, the same pit of vipers. All right? And Jesus made quite a few references to them. So, I just wanted to mention that in this first segment of the program, as a means of getting people to think what this war is all about. You go for the children, you go for their minds, and you reach them as quickly as you can. You go right into their hearts and souls and subvert them and convert them, if you will, to this humanistic, socialistic, Talmudic philosophy of Antichrist and anti-Christianity. Now, I'm coming on a bit strong, but not strong enough. Jesus didn't mince any words either. And it's important, I believe, that at this time of year, when, and I don't believe in Christmas as a Christian holy day. Nevertheless, it's the time of year when people's minds are focused mostly, supposedly, on Christ and what he's all about. I don't want people to waste their time and their money and give it to the devil. And see through it, my friends. See through this milieu of sewage and garbage and glitzy propaganda that's coming to you from all angles, attacking you and your children. All right? Okay. Now, having said that, before we take the official break, again, the question is, are you in good health? Well, if not, RBN sponsor, Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit them today at www.hbextract.com or 866-295.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Alrighty, we are back here at RBN. Those of you online, you know the score. www.republicbroadcasting.org and support Republic with your prayers and your business if you are so inclined. Okay, donations are obviously welcome, and dealing with us on a person-to-person basis is also very vital. Now, let me go to the phones at 1-800-313-9443. Open forum tonight before the week to come and the following week when I'll be back live. And let me start off with Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good evening, Rick. You're doing a great job as usual.
Thank you.
I wanted to chime in on the topic of thinking. I have two entries in Webster's dictionary here. I've got Webster's 1828 dictionary. It's muse and amusement, or amuse. Muse and amuse. Muse, the first definition he has, is to ponder, to think closely, to study in silence. That's pretty serious, you know. It's thinking, you know, what we call thinking. Then to be absent in mind, to be so occupied in study or contemplation as not to observe passing scenes or things present. Okay, now, to be so absent in mind as to not observe passing scenes or things present is what happens to a lot of people when they're watching TV. However, their brain function has been shown to be much lower than at when they'd be thinking, really thinking, because actually they're getting hypnotized in front of the TV. And a third definition of muse is to wonder. And, of course, that involves thinking, you know. You're thinking if you're actually wondering, mm-hmm. but not necessarily if you're watching TV. Okay, so then a muse, now the A put in front of a word often means anti or the opposite of a muse, to entertain the mind agreeably, to occupy or detain attention with agreeable objects, whether by seeing, conversation, or show of curiosities. He says, Noah Webster says, Dr. Johnson remarks that amuse implies something less lively than divert and less important than please. Hence, it is often said, we're amused with trifles. Now, trifles are things that are really not important. And so to amuse is not so much as to directly block someone, to divert them, but it's not quite like giving them what they really want out of life, to please them. It's somewhere in the middle, so as to be a less obvious way of distracting someone from what they really want out of life. And I believe a lot of that is going on today, Rick, as it has for many years, with the teaching of children to be good at this time of year, telling them to be good because Santa is watching them,
mm-hmm.
when actually, if there's any reason to be good, it's because the Creator is watching.
That's right. That's absolutely true. But we don't want to speak of the Creator. We want to speak about the commercialized interests of Santa, because Santa sells. You say Jesus divides. We don't want to speak in terms of the divider now, do we? No,
well,
we want to create these images, these stories and mythologies that are woven into the religiosity of the holiday, and then use it for purposes of commercialization. And that's not what Christ is all about. Quite the contrary, my friend. Quite the contrary, Dylan.
Yeah, you know, it's a national holiday. You know, I grew up celebrating it, but really even before I really started reading the Bible, I just stopped doing Christmas because I just felt horrible in the month of December. You know, I'd be out doing things and the vibrations of people are different, and people's motives in the month of December quite often, and I fell prey to this, you know, are just so, like, the person that is never type A becomes type A and wants to get everything done. And really, really, naturally, historically, you know, the way that the Creator created the seasons, you know, we're not actually coming up on the real biblical change of the year. None of the cultures of the world historically have really celebrated a change of the year at the beginning of winter. And so it's a time to calm down. It's not a time to get frantic. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a time to, I mean, some people at this time of year, they're getting frantic about, you know, bedding down for winter. You know, I'm here in Central Texas, but, you know, some of y'all up north and other places,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the highlands and stuff, you know, people are, you know, getting ready for winter, and that's something to be frantic about. But, you know, this, I mean, and the other thing, teaching the kids, you know, who to be good for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it's like, well, Santa really ain't real.
If you're questioning authority, the authority of the church, but i.e. more than the church, the authority of Christianity and the Bible, then who do you put your faith in? Well,
you know, they tell us you put your faith in yourself. But really, beyond that humanist dogma, you're putting your faith in the world system and the governments of the world. And that is where the real source of Antichrist comes from. All right. Thank you, Dylan, for your call. Take care now. Good to hear from you. We'll be back with Ernie next, right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 111715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Yes, indeed. And that's the state of affairs we are in today. Rick Adams with you tonight. And before we get back to the phone, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. Very interesting, of course, with Mr. Skousen and his particular column, Joel Skousen. He mentions Ron Paul here, and, of course, he mentions specifically those other candidates, formerly Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, Dennis Kucinich, and Ron Paul, who are real threats to the establishment and therefore get no substantive coverage in the media. Well, he mentions Glenn Beck and how the only anomaly in mainstream coverage this week was Glenn Beck's hour interview with Ron Paul. This was only done in response to Beck being criticized by Ron Paul supporters for Beck's vicious attack on Paul and his, quote, extremist supporters, implying they were potential, notice, domestic terrorists. Beck was also running up against a major contradiction in his open support for W. Cleon Skousen's view of the Constitution and his denigrating attacks on Paul, the only candidate with a track record of fully supporting the Founding Fathers' view of the Constitution. Well, he says, while Beck did give Paul a fair amount of time to explain his position, Beck did most of the talking and wasted a lot of prime time poisoning the interview with ridiculous charges by inference about 9/11 conspiracy theorists and death threats by presumed Ron Paul supporters. Beck doesn't seem to have the background on conspiracy to realize that communicating death threats is a common tactic by agent provocateurs to discredit movements the government does not like. His introductory comments about 9/11 conspiracy prejudiced the issue by citing extreme examples, then challenging Ron Paul to repudiate those ideas. It was little wonder Paul could only claim ignorance of such assertions and eschew them, a clear disappointment to many of his supporters who would have expected Paul to have at least acknowledged there were many unanswered questions about government involvement in withholding evidence surrounding 9/11. And that's what Skousen says. He says, as to Beck's constant harangue about the, quote, Islamo-fascist threat taking over the world, Paul did correctly point out that only a few radical Muslims demonstrators in New York hardly meant that all of Islam was intending or capable of destroying America. And what increase in Muslim hostility there was existed in large measure because of our continued intervention in that part of the world. So I think, you know, he is definitely right on the money here, Skousen, and if anything, he's understating the issue. But let me go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Ernie in Virginia. Hello.
Hello, Rick. Right on. I'm glad you went over that part by Mr. Skousen. He does a great job in summarizing what happened. I did watch the show on Tuesday, and I remember Mr. Beck going on about his protective vest and hiring a SWAT team to protect his family from these mean Ron Paul supporters. And
wow.
It sounded like...
you know, they're everywhere, too, you know. They're under beds. They're in closets. They might even be in the studios of some of these talk hosts. Sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Yes, and it wouldn't surprise me if Mr. Russet or Meet the Depressed, or, I mean, Meet the...
Press the meat, I think, is the more appropriate time.
Meat to press. And I think it's on at 9 o'clock in the mornings in most areas.
Eastern time? Is that when it's on?
Yes, 9
okay.
o'clock in the morning.
I never watch it. I know it's a waste of time.
Oh, it is. It's total propaganda, but
right.
I will watch it this
yes.
time to see if Mr. Paul is declared a reactionary or his supporters are white supremacist or mm-hmm. because of his support for the Constitution. And as
yes.
you know, in the classroom, you were talking about the children, how they're being manipulated. The state is is supreme. Homeschooling in Germany is illegal, and there's more legislation for middle testing of children without parent approval. You see this constant attack, and when you read about the history today, it wasn't the folks coming from Europe, the Puritans and so forth. All these people came for profit, you know, to steal from the Indians, and none of these people came for religious freedom. It came for Christianity to get away from the controlled state church. And that is all lost in today's world. But what I wanted to talk about was a great article by Cliff Kincaid today mm-hmm. entitled Bush Sells Out America at UN Conference.
Yes.
And this what this article is about is this recent UN climate change conference in mm-hmm. Bali, Indonesia.
Yes.
And this guy, Mark Morano, who works for Senator Inhofe, provided information that the U.S. media will not give to the American people, and that is the U.N. wants more money from us. Not only do they want more money from us through the Law of the Sea Treaty, which all these Democrats support, many Republicans, and who knows, in January, this law, the Sea Treaty, might get passed, and now we've got to give the U.N. more taxes and fees and seek permission to extract minerals from the seabed and even permission for fishing. And then they've got to go through another corrupt institution in the U.N. called the International Seabed Authority. So I think the gist of this article, I need to say the Medical Journal of Australia has published an article, and he writes about this, advocating a carbon tax on a family having more mm-hmm. than two children
yep.
because every baby, quote, represents a potent source of greenhouse gas emissions. He suggests carbon credits for those who are sterilized so they can't have children. Where is this all going to? I mean, this is going to be total control on the planet. That's what they want with this world government.
Yeah.
But,
climate control is key to it now. The new boogeyman, besides Islamofascism, of course, is this alleged global warming threat now, which, of course, is pure hokum. And we're getting a good sample of it now in New England and across the United States. I mean, since November, I've been literally freezing.
Yeah, right. But it sells. And the American people will buy into the program because we're saving the planet. They won't notice the bigger picture about increased control over their lives and more money for the UN, the corrupt UN, and where we're all going as a country. And, you know, despite the president not raising domestic taxes on the American people, he will have left a legacy of global taxes to our people.
Yep. That's why I admire John Coleman. He was the founder of the Weather Channel, and he really broadsided those who were promoting the so-called climate experts while pushing harmful public policies based on quack science, you know. And it's all about control. Anyone with half even a third of a brain, right, can see that it's all about gaining control not only of your wallet, but of your mind, your body, and your soul.
And anybody who dissents, that's a thought crime. Don't forget Senate Bill 1959.
Oh, no. No, that's still languishing there in the Senate.
Right.
And they aim to take up that agenda when January comes around.
That's right. And don't forget the House vote was 404-6.
Can you believe that? Only a handful of patriots decided they weren't going to allow this commission to be established to investigate the threat of Ron Paul's, domestic Ron Paul's, constitutionalists.
Right, and you know what? Included in that six votes, because there were 22 congressional members who did not cast a vote, including Congressman Ron Paul, who later spoke out and said and stated his opposition. Had he been there to vote, he would have voted against it. But Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich voted no.
Mm-hmm.
He did not join as Democrats, so you
That's
know.
That's unusual, because he's usually far out in left field on most issues.
Right, but he didn't go with the power elite. He didn't go with the globals, so he's
that.
A threat. He's got to be listed with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's one of the boys, as Skousen says. Absolutely.
Yes.
You've got to go after people like that that don't conform.
That's why he wasn't invited to, I think, that recent Democratic debate in Iowa, the last one they had.
Yeah.
Dennis Kucinich wasn't invited.
Yeah, I know.
He was punished.
Yes. And, of course, you saw what happened with Tancredo now coming out for Mitt Romney, and Romney invoking his father and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. But if there wasn't ever a typical hypocrite of pandering from this guy, I don't know what it is. It's just unbelievable. To see Mitt Romney dancing on his father's grave and using the memory of that to invoke Martin Luther King's civil rights or civil wrong struggle to get more government control over the cities, towns, and states. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know what's wrong either. And with Mitt Romney's track record and in changing positions from day to day,
yeah,
I don't know why Mr. Tancredo didn't endorse Congressman Ron Paul.
Well, I knew he wasn't going to endorse Paul because I thought Bob Chapman was off on that.
Yeah, he did say that Wednesday.
Because I instinctively felt that Tancredo has been
one of those guys that has exploited this issue of the illegals. But you look at some of his more extreme positions supporting Bush's, you know, so-called Patriot movement and the USA Patriot Act, the lockdown of America, wanting to supposedly bomb Mecca and bomb the whole Islamic world if, in the event of another attack, although he said he was just putting that out for thought. I don't think that kind of a guy really should be endorsing Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul can stand on his own.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, Ernie?
Oh, yes. But, you know, there's some other interesting things going on right
yeah.
now, Rick.
All
and
right.
I don't want to tie up your show. But
go ahead. While you're hot, you're hot. Go
okay.
ahead. You got me going.
In the Middle East, it looks like things are moving quickly. The Russians are putting their fleet in Syria, so mm-hmm. that's got to have Israel up in arms. And with that new defense treaty between Israel and the U.S. Remember on your show Wednesday, Chapman was talking about this,
mm-hmm.
the Mossad involvement and so forth?
Yep.
You know, this is going to be a hotbed. Who knows what's going to happen in 2008? That's an area we've got to watch very closely.
I thought they told us if we just intervened in all of the world's problems and solved them, everybody would love us and there'd be peace on the earth.
Well, apparently the Russians aren't buying into it, and they want a part of the interest there, and so there's a lot of oil in that part of the country.
That's why internationalism and interventionism are the tools of the devil. And only nationalism and neutrality and minding one's own business and staying apart from political and military intervention are the keys to survival in this world, along with a faith in the Lord up above, really. But the reality of the opposite is a tragedy, because we never seem to learn. And that's because the mass media keep pounding it into our heads. We must be the policemen of the world. We must be the good guys. The good cops, you know. And of course we've seen what happened in the last century of endless wars and endless bloodshed, and it's so obvious to those that can think. But how many can think, Ernie, today, really?
There are not many independent thinkers, unfortunately.
And that's where we come in.
Yes,
you and other callers and me, and thank goodness for us.
And it doesn't take that many to make a difference, but this TV, this mass media, the propaganda every day, and I was watching Mr. Huckabee and some of his commercials, Paul is Dead, and then when in that show with Glenn Beck at the bottom on the screen, Paul is Dead, that caption was going across. All these messages, my gracious, are they trying to suggest that there's going to be an assassination attempt?
Uh-huh. I mean, they're pulling out as many stops as they can get away with right now. But let's give them time. Give them time. They'll prove their mettle, indeed.
It's incredible. Thank you, Rick.
Ernie. Thank you for the call. All right, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to remind you, while I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the key priorities, in addition to the legislation that Ernie has just mentioned here, S-1959, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that's FISA, okay, effectively gives the executive branch a blank check to eavesdrop on phone calls and email messages between foreign countries and the U.S. These warrantless wiretaps, of course, violate the Fourth Amendment, which protects us against these unreasonable searches and seizures without warrants, and requires that searches be conducted only upon issuance of a warrant with probable cause. Well, now, of course, Baby Bush and the largest telecommunications companies have been working for all these years in almost complete secrecy, with no oversight, no recognition of legal limits, to spy on us, first in the name of the war on drugs, and then, of course, in the name of Islamic terrorism. Well, in any event, both the federal government and the telecommunications companies, which reap huge profits, by the way, from associated government contracts, want to see this situation go on. Well, let's not let it go on. To ensure the future cooperation of the telecom companies, these politicians want to grant themselves amnesty in order to protect them from any lawsuits resulting from their illegal activities. Well, I agree with Senator Christopher Dodd. He's, you know, leaving the campaign trail in Iowa to travel right back to Washington. He said he's going to lead a filibuster on the Senate floor against the telecom amnesty bill. And I give him credit for that. Not everything, but for that. You know, even that broken clock is right twice a day. So get involved and support Senator Dodd's threatened filibuster on this FISA Act and the renewal continuation of not only the spying and surveillance, but more importantly, the immunity for these companies. I mean, letting them get away with it. Amnesty, so they won't be prosecuted. Hogwash. We can't let them do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's an outrage. Double whammy of an insult to us. And, of course, the cost of illegal immigration, as they call it, in the United States continues to grow and grow and grow. And just tonight, NBC and Tom Brokaw came out of his little shell once again and told us about Iowa and the massive influx of immigrants, many of them, of course, illegal, and how wonderful it was and how beautiful it is to see diversity take place in America. That was the rose-colored glass view of the National Bologna Company and Tom Brokaw, basically, with very little mild criticism of what is happening to America. So, ladies and gentlemen, the war for your minds, the war for your souls, continue.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Yes, indeed. What have we become? A sissified, dumbed-down society, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to take it anymore. Don't forget to support Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. That's the number to call, 800-691-7898. Now's a good time to get a good supply of some gold and silver. All right, let me take a call from Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and I haven't seen the film, but I just, to me, from what I can gather from what you were saying tonight, it reflects where the United States is today.
Mm-hmm.
We're spiritually, financially,
right,
politically, and morally bankrupt.
That's exactly right.
That is the alarm bell coming clear. What is amazing is that the only advancement we've made is in technology. The Egyptians tried this,
mm-hmm,
the Persians tried this, the Greeks tried this, the Romans, the English, and they all failed. Every single one. And what had to be lost in the process before they had to lose their, they had to lose their liberties, they had to lose their lands, they had to lose their children, and that was the only way before they would turn their eyes back to God.
That's right.
And that was the only way. Now, we have our choice. The film is a tremendous wake-up call that we have to enact and change our behavior. And we need to start tomorrow as soon as possible. Because I'll tell you, the wake-up call is loud and clear. Because if we don't, we will just go down just like the rest of our forefathers who perished. And with their, like I said, everything had to be completely, they had to be, to lose all freedoms, liberties, their families, everything before change and to restore their faith and their liberties and monetary back.
Yep. And he says, I'm going to bring you down, bring you low when you disobey me, so that you will be humbled and you will be humiliated and you will be destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, for lack of understanding. And only when they return will they be blessed once again.
Well, I am so grateful for this network. I'm grateful for the listeners because we can do it, Rick.
Absolutely.
And the time is now. And if you want to look for the solution, just look in the mirror. What can
That's right.
we do? Yeah. Look for the individual and individual participant to lead us out of this. Every single one of us is responsible and accountable mm-hmm. for what we do.
Yeah. And when we start the new year, it's going to be an all-out battle this time. It's going to be a reinvigorated war, and I'm going to be leading that war here on RBN. And you and
we
others.
We will run with.
Amen.
We always do.
Amen. With the presence and blessing of the Father. Thank you so much, Leslie. Good to talk, and thank you and everybody out there for being part of this program.
Thank you.
Again, good night now. Well, we're out of time. See how fast an hour goes by. Well, we'll be back live again in the new year after the first. But in the meantime, we're going to be rerunning some programs that I want you to listen to and continue to tell others to listen to and support Republic Broadcasting Network.